I ended up taking a nap because I have a 5 o'clock rotary thing, but sorry, I'm really down for the count.
No worries.
I hope it's nothing too bad.
I'm sure you're fine. I mean, I know colds are going around.
Yeah, so. I've been getting the sinus headache, and I feel my ears are stuffed.
Yeah, so and then the allergies are pretty bad right now too.
Yeah. Oh, also, I got stuff to send you for Brittany about with migraines. One of my friends, one of his adopted kids, gets migraines all the time.
Yep.
And he found some other stuff, so I gotta forward you that what Cal sent me. But yeah, I'm trying to look and figure out and get the energy to fight Shannon. Yeah. And I understand, the new cameras are not working.
Yeah, but that's not on us.
That's not on us. I mean, the new cameras have major issues, and reality is everything can be fine. And a rabbit run does so fucking much great shit. And, but, you know, it's meaning, it's this device. It's not that device, bitch.
Right.
And the other thing that the rabbit run will do, which a lot of people don't understand, is elevator lines. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Most everyone that has an elevator line today, it does not meet the federal guidelines. The federal guidelines state it has to mimic a POTS line. So therefore you need at least 8 to 12 hours of battery backup. That's why, there's quite a bit of battery backup in that device with the rabbit run. You also then need dual internet connections. So you get your primary that you put in, and then you get a secondary from whomever, that's the rabbit run has the LTE built into it. So that's another thing that as they look at for, because I even was just starting to talk to Mike about their elevator lines. How are the elevator lines? He's like, the fucking things aren't working. Well, great. You know, the liability in a building like that is ginormous.
For what company?
2800.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't just the elevator lines don't work. No. Time out here. This is the elevator lines don't work in a massive building that, what happens is, Uncle Joe gets in the elevator. Uncle Joe is 350 pounds. Uncle Joe hasn't worked out a day in his life. He smokes 3 packs of cigarettes a day and has a bottle of gin in his hand that's open.
Yeah.
But Uncle Joe has that massive heart attack. He's able to push the button as he falls. We know that Uncle Joe would be dead no matter what. Oops. The elevator lines didn't meet compliance. Oh, my God, my Uncle Joe would be alive today if it wasn't for that you didn't meet the government standard for elevator lines.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Yeah.
But, who are we to know?
Yeah, I did get the 10 DLC sent over to Maya, and I got the DLC sent over to Maya, and I got the port put in for the 17th at 5 p.m. I had to do 3 ports.
All right, and are they all okay with that?
I didn't ask if they were okay with that. You said the week of the 20th, so that's what I did.
Well, no. Ask them, tell them that this is going to be the port date. We're just confirming everything.
Okay, because it's on a Wednesday at 5 p.m.
All right, well, let's confirm.
It's on a Tuesday. It's a week from today.
Right, well, then let's let them all know that this is what's going to happen. So, and we need their yes or no, or if we need to change it.
Okay, you didn't tell me I needed to do that.
Yeah, well, I just sent you a text because, like anything with some of the firms, I'd like to make sure that the firm has some level of involvement, especially even though we have everything set up. You know, we still also have to get the recording or the greeting, what they want to say for everyone's voicemail. And we're going to have to update that.
Okay. I didn't know I needed to do that. So,
okay. So I'm going to try to get this back to Shannon. I just sent Mike a text. Mike is to the point where he just wants to terminate her on his own.
Oh. So I need the voicemail.
Wording. Yeah, we need to ask what they want to use for the voicemail. They said everyone's going to have the same voicemail greeting. I'm like, okay. You know, if that's what you want, that's what you want. But, you know, that's fine.
Is there anything else that I need?
That really is it. There's a couple people I know I'm going to have to do another Zoom training with, you know, just kind of go through that weren't set up on the system yet. So that is really it.
Okay. That sounds good.
And I think they want to outpulse all of their main number. Now, hopefully these apps are coming up.
I did. Going out with their main number. If they want that change, they'll have to let me know, and then I can change it in the system for them.
Yeah, no, that's how it's going to be. And then I can show you, because I just experimented and got around, and we could just do a Zoom one day or something, where I can show you how to...
Fuck! I hate porting. Hate it.
Why?
Fuck you, RingCentral.
They rejected it?
They're saying that the zip code doesn't match.
Was it on the bill?
Yeah, 60201.
Okay.
That's what it says, postal code 60201.
It's like this is what's on the bill. I know there's several zip codes in stupid Evanston, but that sounds about right as the main zip code.
And it was on the bill that was submitted with the order.
And I think Kobe has everything he needs.
Well, that's good.
And because I recommended the 57R, a little bit more rugged, you know, that it could take a few drops.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that one's pending.
Well, you know, people, you know, they're never...
No, I know. I hear my daughter's cell phone hit the floor all the time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So.
Dokie. have to check one other. Okay.
All right.
I will talk with you.
Talk to you.
Thanks. Bye.